October is Transport Month, and the Gauteng Department of Roads and Transport launched the campaign in Tshwane yesterday. The theme for this year's campaign is the modernization of the public transport system in Gauteng. This is derived from government's multi-pillar program of radical transformation, modernization and reindustrialization of Gauteng. And we're on the line to Gauteng's MEC for Transport, Ismail Vadi. Ismail, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa salam. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, and yourself?
La shukran, very well, thanks.
South Africa has a bad track record where public and private transport and safety are concerned. So many South Africans view Transport Month with a great deal of cynicism. What is the purpose of this month?
The Transport Month is really organized by the National Department of Transport. It is supported by all the provincial departments and the municipalities throughout the country. And really there are two critical objectives. One is to promote public transport, the use of public transport facilities, to showcase the work that government has been doing in terms of building public transport infrastructure. And the second part of it is really to promote road safety. We do have a very, very high fatality rate on our roads. It's amongst the highest in the world. And one has to constantly educate, advocate for change, and to get people to begin to be more conscious about road safety on all of our roads, whether they are municipal roads or our freeways.
Now, in terms of the campaign, what are the highlights of the campaign?
We've got a whole number of events planned at the provincial level, and of course each municipality has got its own programs. But yesterday was the provincial launch, an important innovation. We launched two vehicle charging stations. These are electric vehicles that are coming onto the market shortly. And the first two of those, what we call the docking stations, or where you charge your batteries, we launched that yesterday. Today I'm going to be launching a road rehabilitation program in a project in Everton. There's the old Vereeniging Road and the old Everton Road has been really degraded, so we're launching that project today. Tomorrow we have an important event. I'm sorry, on Thursday we have a Global Rail Alliance conference looking at the future of rail in our province. Next week we have the Gauteng Cycling Indaba. Cycling is becoming a big issue, very controversial, some for and some against pedestrian and cycling, cycle walkways, etc. So we're having a provincial conference on that particular matter. And then importantly, on the 17th of October, we're launching the concept of an electronic ticket for the taxi industry. Remember, when you board a taxi, you've got to pay cash, and the driver wants you to have the exact amount, no change, and those kinds of things. So we're going to be piloting a new electronic ticket for the taxi industry. Of course, throughout the month, there'll be a whole range of other events, but these are some of the highlights.
Yes, now, one of the things that have come up is with regards to the fact that you are asking citizens to use public transport on every Friday this month, but taxis are viewed as dangerous and trains and buses are not reliable, as you probably know. Public transport is one of the few methods of transport available to especially the poor. How are you going to get the middle and upper class into those taxis, buses and trains?
Look, that remains a challenge. I mean, what we have seen with the Gautrain is that if you have a reliable and efficient system, many people started using the Gautrain. Currently, we have 63,000 people using the Gautrain every day, going to work and coming back to work. So it's over 120,000 trips per day. We are on to 1.4 million people now using the Gautrain. But I think that if I look at the local bus service in Indonesia, I mean, there are still a lot of ordinary people traveling to work by bus. In my immediate neighborhood, the bus stops right near my house. People board the bus, students, etc., and they go to work. The problem with the middle classes is that they're so attached to their private vehicles. Of course, they want the convenience. But I can tell you that in Gauteng, with the growing population that we are experiencing, this idea of one car, one vehicle, I mean, one person, one car, it's not going to be sustainable in future. People are going to have to look at car sharing schemes, are going to have to explore the use of public transport. We've just completed the Gauteng Travel Survey now for 2014. And what we find is that 10 years ago, people used to spend on average 32 minutes, going to work on average in the province. It is now sitting at 48 minutes that takes you to get to work. And I can tell you in 5 years from now, it's going to be even longer than that. So traffic congestion is going to be a bigger problem in Gauteng. And it means that we've got to change our behavior. We're not going to have a foolproof system in terms of public transport in the short term. But I think there are all sorts of other options that people will have to explore, particularly car sharing for the middle classes. But this idea of one person in one car going to work is not going to be sustainable in future in this province. If you look at other cities, take Rio de Janeiro or even Cairo, it takes you up to two hours sometimes in the city of Cairo to move from one side of the Nile River to the other side. On average, you can only have two official meetings, business meetings, because of the traffic congestion in those cities. And Gauteng, we've got Johannesburg as a major city, we've got Ekurhuleni, and we've got Tshwane. So three metropolitan municipalities close to one another, massive movements of people, and of course growing congestion within the cities. And so people are going to have to explore other opportunities to do short distances, etc. That's going to be the norm for the future.
In terms of the festive seasons, we are moving into the holiday season at the moment and also the end of the year, which is associated generally with death and destruction on the roads. What is each and every South African's responsibility in bringing down the carnage on our roads?
Road safety is every person's responsibility, whether you are a pedestrian, a cyclist, a motorcyclist, or motorist. It's not a law enforcement issue per se. Of course, that plays a role. But every person should be conscious of road safety. I mean, we find South Africans, if I just look at the Lanesia community, every day I see people driving recklessly. These are municipal roads. These are community roads. If I take my own street, Mahanadi Avenue, just near the masjid there, you must see sometimes how the youngsters speed down that road. And it's not possible to put speed humps on every road in a locality. It's not a practical way of organizing community life. But people have a reckless attitude. They're not concerned about the safety of other people and themselves. So speeding is a major issue, whether it is in a locality or on our provincial freeways. We still find people, I mean, if you take the death ban, we've heard so much about the death ban here at Alvarado Park. With Sunwell and our department, we've upgraded that road network. We've really made it very convenient, reasonably safe. The barriers are there, the lighting facilities are there. But we still have cars capsizing and accidents occurring on the death ban. And the simple factor there is speeding and recklessness. So you can do, you know, there's a certain amount that you can do from an engineering point of view. There's a certain amount you can do from a law enforcement or traffic enforcement point of view. But in the end, you make the choice whether you're going to speed on the death then and put your lives at risk and the lives of other people at risk. And that responsibility is every person's responsibility.
Yes, we hope that listeners will heed that call. MEC Ismail, jazakumullah khair for your time this morning.
Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is MEC Ismail Vadi speaking to us about Road Safety Month. October is Transport Month in the various provinces as well as across the country. And as he ended off and said that it is our own responsibility, we need to adopt more what we could term as almost defensive driving, where you expect the worst from the other driver and you cater for that, you consider that, anticipate that so that if anything does go wrong, you are in a position to then deal with it as quick as possible. 24 minutes past 7, we air for you a nasheed, and then we'll continue with the half hour headlines.